It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of just what the previous week's weather's influence was on our growing crops and just where our crop development stages are at. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the report.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Agri-Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Agri-Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Monday's USDA crop progress report was a little bit friendly to the marketplace, especially when you look at it for wheat and for soybeans. A little bit negative on the corn side, or at least not friendly. When you look at it, as far as corn is concerned, 94% of the crop has emerged. That's equal to the five-year average. Crop condition ratings actually improved 1%, which was 1% better than expected by the trade. What was interesting is when you look at where the improvements came again, it was mainly in, Nebraska improved by 4%. We did see Illinois improve by 2%, but for the most part, and North Dakota improved by 3%. The rest of the states were declined or saw steady conditions. So it's not that the corn market is, or the corn crop is setting the world on fire, but it is holding its own as of now. Soybean planting gets closer to being wrapped up. It's 93% planted versus 94%. About half of the states, though, are behind their five-year average pace. When we look at it for crop condition ratings, though, soybean conditions declined 2% last week. That was more than expected by the trade. And we did see Illinois improve by 4%, setting the trend like we saw in corn. Minnesota improved by 1%. Nebraska improved by 1%. We did see Ohio improve by 1%, and South Dakota by 3%. But we did see Indiana drop by 1%, and North Dakota drop by 3%. And we did see Iowa leave unchanged. So overall, it was a little bit of a surprise to the marketplace that soybean conditions saw the decline. As far as winter wheat conditions, they also declined by 2% to 52% good to excellent. That was another surprise by the trade, and that's what helped support soybeans and wheat. We did see some pretty big decreases as Montana dropped by 10%, and we did see North Carolina drop by 16%. Kansas, though, the big state, continues to see conditions, well, they dropped 1% to 49% good to excellent. Spring wheat conditions surprisingly improved by 4%. That was 3% more than expected by the trade, and a lot of it came in North Dakota, which that crop improved by 9%. We did see South Dakota's improved by 11%, but the rest of the states were steady to down a little bit. Overall, like we said, this report was friendly to the soybeans because of a surprisingly decrease, winter wheat because of a decrease, neutral to corn, and a little bit negative towards the spring wheat market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.